to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2007. Now that we've had Interruptus on board, Interruptus, somebody close the studio door, if you would, please. Thank you so much. I've got to get one of those on-air signs that blink blindingly with lasers. At any rate, folks, tomorrow on tomorrow's program, let me make a note of this right now. When I had Bob Schultz on yesterday, I had mentioned if he had heard of a guy by the name of Tommy K. Crier. Now, this is a longtime Shreveport, Louisiana attorney, Louisianian, I think that's a word. At any rate, he's the one that's been kicking the 800-pound gorilla all over the place. They have been after this guy for 6 years, and every time the IRS comes after him, and they've thrown the big guns behind this one, folks, the Department of Justice, everybody, and nobody has been able to get to this attorney. Now, as I said on the program yesterday, we're about solutions here. You know, I mean, it's great for the uninitiated to get scared out of their minds about how bad things really are, but here we attempt to give you solutions to the problems that we are facing. And that is important because it's one thing to, I guess, throw charcoal lighter on somebody and light them on fire. They're going to hop around and be real active for a few minutes and then not so active. Well, the information that is fed to people has got to be done in such a way as to get them. And we're talking about not you patriots out there that have been dyed in the wool and been around for a while. I'm not talking about the choir here. We sometimes forget about the new people coming in. Well, all this is brand new to them, all of it. And they go through what I call the 16-pound sled syndrome. You get whacked over the head with Maxwell's silver hammer. Then you get a little angry, you get scared, you get anxious, you get all of these things. And after you're done chasing your tail around, you're right back in the exact same spot that you were before you were initiated with the blinding, searing light of truth. Now, for these folks, sitting, spinning in place, chasing their own tail is not what they need to be doing. They need to get their teeth into something, start to right their ship. How many analogies can I throw in here? I'll keep going. You want me to set a record? But suffice it to say that they have got to be pulled out of this darkness, and the only way they're going to be pulled out of, they got to be thrown a lifeline. All right? It's one thing to scare the snot out of people, folks, but it's another one to give them solutions. The government's scaring the snot out of us right now, aren't they? Are they giving us any solutions? No, they're just compounding our problems. If we, on the other side of this fence, can't do a better job of throwing a helping hand to those people out there, then we're just part of the same problem. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. There is a bunch of stuff that needs to go. I was going to get Crier on the program today. Better I have him on tomorrow because there's a lot of stuff that needs to be said and talked about on today's edition of the National Intel Report. See you back here in a couple of minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A lot of stuff to go over today, ladies and gentlemen. North American Union, of course. That's first and foremost in this man's mind. That is the direct assault and threat. Our southern borders wide open. 40 million illegals in this country, and no sign of that being abated. Ordered by the White House or Homeland Security. Yes, these are the people in charge of keeping us safe. Well, if you're not distracted by the buildup to Iran, the reasons why we got to go get them, oh, maybe you'll forget about the lies as to why we went to Iraq. But the part two of this problem is why we're all being distracted. And what is it today on the news? Anna Nicole Smith. I mean, here we go again, folks. You remember the first invasion in because of Kuwait? The Bush deal and the Saddam Hussein deal went sideways. Well, you can have half of Kuwait back, leave the other half alone. Well, Saddam Hussein didn't do that because they were slant drilling into the very same field, so he needed to take the entire thing back. No, you can't do that. So hence, that's when Saddam Hussein, well, started to be the bad guy that beforehand we were using to go after the Iranians. You see how this works. So at any rate, I mean, just watching this whole thing and listening to the buildup. But folks, you're treated with Anna Nicole Smith. I mean, you're getting live shots. You know, I would have expected to see live proceedings and maybe even edited down for content or time from our marvelous networks out there. But no, they're giving us these giddy little female attorney arguments. It's more like throwing two wild cats in a pillowcase. You would probably get more entertainment and excitement out of that. But no, that's what you're being brought live. Actual court proceedings of the little wranglings and the little hissy fits by the female attorneys over the Anna Nicole thing and, gosh, who gets custody and DNA and who cares? Remember what happened when we went into, that's right, first go-around, Gulf War I? That's right. For 3 days, we got Zsa Zsa Gabor slaps a cop. And she did. Now, was that relevant news story for 3 days running? Not any more than gavel-to-gavel coverage of, who was the other criminal there? Oh, that's right, Mr. Simpson, the trial of O.J. Simpson. Anything to throw up to distract you and keep your eyes off of what's really going on. That's what the media is good for. And these media people are part of the elite, and then they take their marching orders from the elite. And who are these elite people? Well, I'm going to play you a clip here. And thank you, Jack Otto, if you're listening to the program today. Let me stand up here. Hope I don't rip my microphone out and my earphones off. There we go. Do a quick Rush Limbaugh for you there. This is what Jack Otto had sent me over. This was actually a speech by JFK, and I suspect he didn't put down exactly where it was, but I suspect this was one of the presentations that he gave at Columbia University. But it's JFK in his own words talking about the secret societies and how much of a danger they are. And goes in to talk about the highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. I think that covers the whole gamut there. And how these people have been working overtime, these secret little societies merging toward one thing. Oh, that's right, global order. It's a global thing. Well, he spelled it out. Now, remember John F. Kennedy. I mean, here was the first Roman Catholic president. I'm sure Greg Sismansky could say, yep, he was a Jesuit. And he was. But he was kind of a mixed bag. I mean, here was a guy that brought you 7277, general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world, part of the UN plan to basically disarm everybody and, well, bring up the militaries and bring up the police forces, handpicked, of course, only enough weapons to go around, and everybody else was to be weaponless or set up to be a victim, however you want to look at that. But Kennedy also did a few other things that angered a lot of people. Now, either he had an insight, a true insight as what was going on, and playing the game for several reasons on one front while doing something over on the side. It's the jury is still out, folks, on JFK. I mean, this guy is a mixed bag because on one hand, what he wanted to do, he wanted to spread the CIA to the four winds. He slapped the globalist gangsters, the banksters, right between the eyes with his federal notes, not Federal Reserve notes, federal notes that were being loaned out at zero interest. That's right, through American banks to the American people. This was money that was backed by the government, as it's supposed to be, but not in the species that they've got, either United States notes or United Federal Reserve notes, I should say. But at least he gave the sucker an even break out there for a time being. What was one of the first things that happened? Oh, that's right, after LBJ took over as president of the United States, that executive order creating those United States notes was promptly rescinded and put into the archives, never to be seen or heard from again, or at least they thought. You know, they have this penchant for thinking that, yeah, we're only 24 to 72-hour memory type people. You know, we don't remember history past. We don't see the patterns. We don't track and trace and connect these dots. Yes, in fact, we do. They have taken us too lightly, and they have paid the price for it. The same may be said for our perception of them. We've gone too easy for too long, not saying enough. Well, those days are over. Let me run that piece, and then I'm going to read you something briefly here that may give you an insight into the psychopathy and the history of these ruthless social predators. And keeping in mind, folks, that some people have this research putting in the last 15 years, they've been studying this for 15 years, it very well may be that 1 in 25 Americans share some of these little psychopathic traits. And I read the list, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, my God, this is very reminiscent to a lot that I have seen. So let's do this. First, let's run the JFK piece. Let me dial this thing up here for you, sir. And we will fire this off. It's only a couple of minutes long. And then we'll give you a little bit of psychopathy and the history of these people. It's coming. It's there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
That was John F. Kennedy on secret societies. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secrets are revealed. And he talks about the obligation of the press to bring this information, no matter if it's critical or not of the government, to bring it forth. He talked about national security being of the narrowest limits and the fullest possible information be given to the American people. Who are these people, ladies and gentlemen? When we say they, I do believe that these people are truly and solely and wholly psychopathic. And I'm going to read you a short list, and this was written by John Nugent. I had met him in Washington, D.C. back in September of last year. And he writes for the Barnes Review, and that is a journal of nationalist thoughts and history, not twisted to serve the politically correct or narrow-minded. It is just blaring and glaring facts presented, and you make up your mind on history. He writes, what is a psychopath? Are psychopaths usually in prison, or are the vast majority of them moving among us or lording it over us in society? Are they one in a million or 400,000 in a million? And what about mattoids, those dynamic and gifted psychopaths who rarely end up in prison? Who are the most prominent and successful mattoids of today and yesterday? Alarmingly, yet enlightening, research in the last 15 years has concluded that full or partial psychopathy may be shockingly widespread. One American in 25, and far more in leadership positions, the key traits of the psychopath, he is usually a male, is radically self-centered, slick, lying, manipulative, ruthless, sadistic, focused, and sometimes insanely fearless. Here is a list of identifiers for psychopathy compiled from several authorities. If an individual has at least any four of the below in a very pronounced form, there are grounds for concern. Many people have a touch of several of these traits, but few have a large majority of them in full measure. And here they are. Glib and superficial charm. Grandiose, number two, grandiose sense of self-worth, narcissism, seeing the self as the center of the universe, feeling no one else is human, only I. Three, focus, self-advancement, without losing any energy on others except as stepping stones. Four, no moral taboos or inhibitions as to the methods, aiding career success until caught. Number five, need for constant stimulation, action, and new ways to avoid boredom. Six, lying as an art form to fine-tune and a source of pride. Seven, targeting and manipulating of the gullible. 8, enticing people they do not love to naively love them. 9, skill at faking emotions, including love, sincerity, and regret. 10, doing good work and good deeds solely to advance oneself. 11, ruthlessness and stopping at nothing. 12, enjoyment of power to coldly end close relationships. 13, getting others to back as a peak experience. Or getting others back, I should say, as a peak experience. Number 14, desire for vengeance when spurned. 15, pleasure in firing or ruining people. And he says in parentheses here, in the U.S., where highly profitable firms routinely cut good employees to boost stock values, they are professional terminators who roam the country cutting staff and personally firing them. Number 16, abuse and literal torture of living creatures. Gee, didn't George Bush do that one time? He was on record of doing so. I think, what was it, frogs or something? He was blowing up with firecrackers. 17, humiliating others physically, verbally, emotionally, psychologically, or sexually. 18, denigrating one's own child or mate. 19, callousness, lack of empathy and compassion. 20, shallow or no feelings for others, even mates, children, and friends. 21, no ability to feel remorse or undergo inner repentance. 22, regret solely at being caught, embarrassed, or punished. 23, incomprehension of angry reactions of those they hurt. 24, underestimation of their own anger. 25, no sense of responsibility for one's own actions. 26, parasitical worldview, living by scams and not hard work. 27, contempt for those who play by the rules. 28, criminal talent, energy, and innovativeness. 29, warlike courage for far above the norm. And 30, playing on the sympathies of others. Now, to this, one might add, in purely subjective, non-scientific eye of many beholders, a curious dead look in the eyes of a psychopath, and that is the chilling part. Others speak of looking into such eyes and having feeling of nothing is there. Shallowness, ladies and gentlemen, I've met these people before, that they're so wrapped up and involved in what they're doing that they have absolutely no compunction, and they'll use you as stepping stones to their greater agenda and fully justified in their own minds. That is psychopathy. It is very sad. This hour, I also want to get into a letter that was written to an attorney, Jesse C. Trinidou, which I had spoken to this guy's mother. He's an attorney in Salt Lake City. But this is a letter that was written recently by Terry Nichols to this Jesse C. Trinidou. It is very interesting. His brother, by the way, Jesse's brother, apparently just committed suicide, more like Arkanside, in prison. And what was this a part of? That's right, Oklahoma City bombing. New implications here, ladies and gentlemen, that the FBI was truly and wholly involved. New revelations coming out worldwide. It's hitting the web worldwide. This is starting to unspin for them, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting tripped up by their own lies. Because the problem with telling lies is you forget who you told them to. And you forget what brand of lies you told. So you're in a constant state of, and it's almost maniacal. I have seen these people before. That if they devoted their energy to being straight up and honest people, their life would be so much less complicated. But that's not how they're put together. They have these grandiose little schemes, and the lies just keep pouring forth. When I get back from the break, I want to remind people out there that Bob Schultz is going to be at the Silver Eagle Tap House down in McQueeny, Texas. And we'll tell everybody how to get there. Much more news and information coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The Constitutional Rights Foundation, America Responds to Terrorism, Lincoln, and the Writ of Liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being assaulted on many different fronts. And as I've stated before on this program, and I hope people understand this, nobody's ever questioned me when I've said this, but I want to make sure that people understand it, that we are under assault from so many different fronts. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I was talking with several people last night, and one being Dr. Kevin Barrett. I spoke with him briefly last night. I'm going to try to make it down to his deal, the 9/11 Press for Truth. That's going to be hosted by Dr. Kevin Barrett tonight at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. He is a talk show host on this network, and he has a Saturday program. Do you happen to know quickly when Mr. Barrett is on? Because you run that show, don't you, Mr. Producer? Yes, you do. Still getting a little feedback here. And we'll have that information for you in a second. But at any rate, do you have it? Okay. I'm reading. There it is. 6 to 8 p.m., and that's on 5.050 on this network. And he told me last night that, in fact, he gets a real, real good response out of any programming he does. He gets the best response from this network, and there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't put up with falderol. We just do what is necessary to get us down the road an inch, a foot, a yard at a time of reclaiming this republic. So again, Dr. Kevin Barrett, tonight at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, and that's at 4700 Grover, and that starts at 7 p.m. So if you, and this event, there's no charge on this event, ladies and gentlemen. So it would behoove you to see this man and hear what he has to say. He'll be doing Q&As after the presentation of 9/11, the Press for Truth. Mr. Schultz, Bob Schultz, will be at the Silver Eagle Tap House in McQueenie, Texas, in conjunction with the SET rally to stop the TTC, that being the Trans-Texas Corridor. That's going to be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. That's tomorrow, February, or I'm sorry, today's only Thursday, Saturday, February 24th. I'm wishing my life away here. The Tap House is located at 9301 FM 725 in McQueenie, Texas. That's about 25 miles east of San Antonio. It's north on Interstate 10 and about 8 miles south of New Braunfels at Interstate 35. It's located just north of the intersection of FM 725 with FM 78. And FM, ladies and gentlemen, is not frequency modulation. Down here in Texas, that means farm market or farm to market road. The Tap House phone number, you may want to jot this down. In case you can't find a Silver Eagle Tap House, keep this number with you. I always do this, folks. I'll go someplace and I'll sometimes lose my way, and it's real nice to have the number of the destination of which I am seeking. The number is 830-560-1709. If you're coming up, if you're on Interstate 10, the Silver Eagle Tap House is about 25 miles east of San Antonio, as we said. Take the McQueenie exit at the intersection of I-10 and Highway 46, go north on 78, turn right at the light just across the Guadalupe River on FM 725. We are on the right side of 725 next to the McQueenie Volunteer Fire Station. Been down there many times. From Interstate 35, the Silver Eagle Tap House is about 9 miles south of I-35 on FM 725 on the left side of downtown McQueenie, on the Guadalupe River, this is right before, as it says here, the light on Highway 78. So there you go. Bob Schultz will be down there tomorrow, along with SET rally to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. And by the way, I forgot the newspaper today. I left it at home. But in the Austin Un-American Statesman, sorry, fellas, you socialist rag, you. People wanted to know why I call Austin Moscow on the Colorado. Any place that's got Edward Mandel House, a little incubation of that critter down here and all of his descendants, boy, you gotta watch out. At any rate, there's a lot of good people down here in Central Texas. We won't hold it against the liberals and the commies for trying to take over. That's what they're supposed to do. At any rate, be there tomorrow, or Saturday rather, ladies and gentlemen, at the Silver Eagle Tap House. Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation, he will be also talking about the event coming up at the end of March. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the end of March, and they are going to do a bang-up job. I'm going to be there in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Tommy Crier, and I'm going to have him on the program tomorrow. And as I said earlier, folks, we're about solutions. We're getting tired of people getting beat up, run over. People call me all the time. Why do they call me? Well, because they know they can reach me, that I am in touch with them. I've always got my fingers on the pulse of the listeners out there as to what's going on and what they're thinking. And what better way to figure out a better way to serve the public through the radio programming than listening to the listeners? It makes sense to me, doesn't it? At any rate, be there Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. The Do me a favor, Mr. Producer. Turn my return down here just a hair, because that's what's... The top. The top pot. See, I'm not even an engineer, and I know what I'm doing here. There we go. Thank you. Now, that'll prevent the feedback and the ringing in my ears. The attorney that I'm speaking about, Tommy K. Crier, he's no stranger to the conflict and controversy. He's a Hall of Fame attorney, an honor graduate of LSU Law School, and a member... I don't know what the prestigious order of Coff is, but at any rate, he is. I'll have to ask him about that tomorrow. And he's got a rep for taking on the issues no one else would, and on a number of occasions, he has made new inroads into the legal world. But now he's thrown down the gauntlet in front of the mother of all 800-pound gorillas, the Internal Revenue Service. And the media, the mama gorilla, as he says, has picked it up. The only thing certain now is that somebody is going to get hurt. The story began over a decade ago when a friend told Crier, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard this story. He says the story began over a decade ago when a friend told Crier that the income tax was a sham. And, of course, this matrix attorney didn't believe a word of it and thought his friend had gone off the deep end. Now, learning that his friend had decided to stop filing tax returns, Crier determined to research the matter, show his friend where he was wrong, and keep him from getting in trouble with the IRS. That is how a two-year research project began, but it did not turn out the way Crier expected. Sporting a wry grin, Crier said, "That just goes to show you that no good deed goes unpunished." His research not only included the tax laws himself, but went past the first income tax in 1861 to the drafting of the Constitution, and included reading hundreds of cases, congressional archives and tax laws from 1913 to present. Crier learned that although his friend had only a piece of the picture, he was right. The tax code and its regulations are carefully and, he adds, ingeniously crafted to deceive. He explained that the answer is not in what the law says, but rather in what they do not say. And those provisions that are revealing are either hidden with tons of verbiage or behind double and triple negatives. And more importantly, he says, he knows why. So Crier decided he'd also stop filing returns and would challenge the IRS. And if and when it came to call, meaning it, the IRS, he says, once you've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and the law, obeying the law is only half the job. You also have to be willing to fight for it. I'm not only sworn to fight for the Constitution as an attorney, as a former officer in the Army, I'm sworn to die for it. In 2001, they came demanding information and returns. The attorney advised them that if they could show him any law making him liable, or making his revenues taxable, he would file any returns required by law. They could not show him any law. Instead, the IRS began to pelt Crier with a series of summonses, gathering up all the banking records. It even subpoenaed Crier's secretary into the office for interrogation, but Crier didn't budge. Frustrated, the IRS called in their criminal investigations divisions, the CID, and Crier told them the same thing: show me the law that makes me liable or my revenue taxable, and I will file. Well, you guessed it, they could not show him any law. The CID began the summons pelting all over again, but Crier filed a petition to quash the summonses, which even included summonses his college and law school records from almost 40 years ago. He says, I suppose they thought the records would show I was some kind of a kook or an idiot, but all they could find is that I graduated from college in only 3 years, and I graduated from law school in the top of my class. Crier met with the assistant U.S. attorney and an official of the IRS and reminded them that all they need do is show him the law. Well, they could not show him any law either. Now, the CID and the DOJ both responded only with, your position is frivolous. You're just a conspiracy theorist. Imagine my sending you a bill for $1,000. And when you call me back and ask what the bill was for, I simply said, that position is frivolous. Just write the check and send it in. Now, what would you say to these people? Would you write them a check? After that circled for a while, apparently not sure what to do with me or to me, he says, But when I went public with a book I'm writing, Liberty Lost, A Treasure Map to the Buried Freedom, and about how the federal government has escaped its constitutional limits and how to put it back, that broke the impasse. Within 2 months, they accused me of tax evasion. Do I look like Al Capone? Well, I'm a bit overweight, and he was kind of chubby, too. The two-count indictment accuses Cryer of concealing income in a trust in 2000 and 2001, keeping himself below the radar. But in 2001, he was not only on the radar, he was in the crosshairs. Cryer, whose wife, Carolyn, was severely disabled, was worried that if anything happened to him, Carolyn's son would have to have her destitute before the grass grew over his grave. Now, he set up the trust in 1993, opened a brokerage accounts in hopes of parlaying the seed money he could muster up to fund to provide for her and safeguard the money. Now, Carolyn died in 99, but he continued to trade in the accounts. They subpoenaed every record on me you could imagine. They even got into my dry cleaner's accounts. But they could not subpoena the brokerage account records. They did not want the facts, just an indictment. Is this sounding familiar to me? Oh, yes, it should to you. How about Ed Brown? If they had, they would have known that the trust not only had an income, had no income, rather, for those 2 years, it lost money both years, but they did not want to know the truth because that would prevent them from accusing me. Cryer says that it has already been an eye-opening experience for him. It's been revealing, he says. I've had agents tell me the law did not apply to them, so I suppose they think they're above the law. Another, challenged with having failed to follow IRS procedures, explained that the procedures are binding on us, meaning the peasants, you and I, folks, but the IRS does not have to follow its own procedures unless they want to. Now, after effecting a legal stay on the CID summonses, the CID investigator called the banks he had summoned, and when they pointed out that they were stayed and not allowed to release records until the court ruled, he demanded they send him the records anyhow, law or no law. After I made full disclosure of my records, saying, show me where any of this is taxed, they sent agents out to visit my clients. Let me stop here. This is what they do. This is what they did to Bob Schultz. This is what they did to a gal that works for us. Her husband's a locksmith. They do this all the time. They'll go out to your clients, ladies and gentlemen, that do business with you, and they will simply tell you, or tell the clients, rather, that, hey, he's under investigation. He is under federal investigation, so you had better be careful. This is an attempt to stop your income flow. They not only want to steal everything you've got, they want to prevent you from making anything from that moment on in order to defend yourself against thugs, sometimes sporting guns, and certainly a bad attitude, preventing you from doing anything to help yourself. But he goes on to say here, but the ride is going to get a lot bumpier from here on. I'm threatening a lot of rice bowls. Someone may actually have to go get a job like the rest of us and go to work. Well, now the worm has turned. Cryer filed a motion to dismiss both counts against him, showing that the law, as it is written, does not make him liable nor tax his revenue from his law practice. The motion takes another bold step, however, revealing that the income tax, as applied to wages, salaries, and fees personally earned, is unconstitutional, citing four separate grounds for the unconstitutionality of the laws as to almost every citizen's revenue personally earned. According to Cryer, the law, which is carefully drawn to stay inside the Constitution, does not actually tax personal earnings, but the IRS publications, No More Law Than Time magazine, says it does, and by collecting taxes on personal earnings, it has violated several fundamental constitutional restrictions. He says that nearly $500 billion is siphoned illegally away from families and households every single year. Although their wages and salaries, including bonuses, are exempt from taxation under the Constitution, he says, I wish there was some way I could have taken this case on a third contingency basis. Due to the adverse publicity and his client's fear of being targeted, if they get too close to the target, Cryer says his practice has suffered immensely, placing him in severe financial strain. Getting the government off everybody's back and out of their pockets is going to be expensive, and frankly, he says, I don't have the means. but somehow I'm going to finish this. I am totally convinced that this is why I am here on earth. This is why I am a lawyer, and since it's meant to be, it will be. You're going to be able to hear this gentleman tomorrow. Courageous people, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I spoke to Bob Schultz about this, and we had a lengthy conversation. And he wanted to know several things, and one of the things he wanted to know was, well, you know, I understand that people are going down under the juggernaut, the treads of the IRS and their goons, you know, locking up everything, guaranteeing things, and locking up accounts, and going after your house, going after your business, going after your business clients, doing the whole schmear job. And then Bob's position is, until we can effectually render these people toothless, they liken themselves to being a big old bear with them big old teeth and mean as snot. Well, the beast is actually toothless. And until such time as we can put that beast down, toothless or not, we're going to still see these problems out there. People are still going to be thrown under the treads of that juggernaut rolling down the road. So we'll get to talk to this guy tomorrow. I'm very pleased to bring him on. Very interesting guy and pretty funny, too. All right, we'll break here. Come back. More news and information coming your way. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
This just handed me. Oh. This is in the American Free Press, the February 12th issue, the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN still lives. Check out the new website at republicbroadcasting.org. Actually, RBN Live is back in our control. Thank you very much. RBN continues, the story says, to broadcast on both the Internet, at the new website, and on shortwave as before on 5.050, 12.180, and 3.215. Let me stop here before I continue. Frank Whalen, ladies and gentlemen, he was our morning guy. And you know, every time we make one of these changes, you know, we always upset a few people. And for you, for those of you out there that you have your set schedules and we kind of fall into patterns and we're used to doing things the way we always do. I was thinking about that the other day. I was taking a shower today, and I was watching how I soap myself. And I always take the soap in the right hand and start on the left arm. I always do this. And what brought that to mind, since we're going down this memory hole that nobody wants to go down with me, do you remember Cheaper by the Dozen with Clifton Webb? Dozen children. Well, he had it down to a science, how you would button, you know, your buttons. Is it faster doing it from the bottom up or the top down? Or he was always into saving time, and there was ways that you would do this to, you know, and it became a repeated pattern. But at any rate, Frank Whalen, we moved him from morning till to the nighttime slot. And quite frankly, Frank couldn't be happier. He has a life back now. He has a show that's going head-to-head with George Norrie, and I, quite frankly, I like his show better than George Norrie. The only thing I like about George Norrie is on a lot of stations at night, but a lot of people that are in markets that have George Norrie will have Frank Whalen. That's the good thing. So at any rate, Frank, at 11 p.m. weeknights, is on 3215 on WWCR from 11 p.m. Central to 3 a.m. the following morning. So, in other words, if you were to listen on a Monday night, that'll carry you into Tuesday, and then his Friday show will carry you into Saturday. At any rate, continuing with the AFP story, AFP correspondent Michael Collins Piper, regular weeknight broadcast at RBN, continues to be heard every evening at 8 p.m. Central Time, and on shortwave on 5.050. Although rumors were swirling around on the Internet that the Republic Broadcasting Network was no more, nothing could be further from the truth. Only the original RBN website on the Internet was compromised, hijacked by a disgruntled employee working with outside forces, determined to bring RBN to its knees. Although there was a determined effort to sabotage RBN from within, RBN continues to broadcast, and RBN founder John Stadtmiller, I guess that's me, remains firmly in charge despite the efforts to dislodge him. Keep an eye on this space for further development. So I guess they're going to be doing an ongoing thing. Thank you, American Free Press, for that. Appreciate that very much. Next hour... I'm supposed to make this announcement. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Discovery Channel tonight is doing a show on chemtrails. And that's 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central. Gee, do you think they're going to tell us the truth? gosh. I'll have to watch it. No, I'm not going to watch it, folks. I'll record it on DVD and watch it later. Hour 2 coming up. We'll take your calls into the next hour at 800-313-9443. We'll intersperse your phone calls with much more information coming your way. So stay tuned for the second hour of the National Intel Report, folks. We'll be there in just a couple of minutes. By the way, program note again, at the end of this month, or starting March 1st, the first hour of the National Intel Report will be heard on 12.180. Okay, I already heard the groans. Some of you won't be able to get it. Some of you will. I understand. We'll be right back. Hour 2.